Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, that's appropriate, man, the day after the elections. Filthy, stinking, evil, weasel Wednesday. It's also the 7th day of November, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a blistering high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's winter for all intents and purposes, and I hate it. That being said, let's see what we're up to here. Voters in Washington passed massive gun control initiative. Oh, really? We're going to talk about that when we get back.
I took a course in hallelujah. I went to night school for deep blues. Well, I took some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Voters in Washington State passed massive gun control initiative. This is from Town Hall. For months, gun control advocates in Washington State have peddled Initiative 1639, which moves to create stricter firearms laws. No, just plain up, you know, people, just realize it. They have completely dismissed your Bill of Rights. We're right back to where we were at Lexington and Concord in 1775, April 19. We're right back there. So now, King, you've said that you're going to come get our guys. Now get the fuck over here and do it. And see if we'll let you do it. On Tuesday, 60% of Washington voters, I love that Washington's voted, 60% of Washingtonians voted. No, 60% of the 25% that are actually registered to vote. So what you're talking about is, they treat us like fucking children. Like we don't understand that only registered voters, which there are less and less of every day, and I talked to some people up in Washington the other day, man, and no. I mean, it's just like here in Oregon. The population centers the communists have occupied, just like Portland.
Henry,
yeah, go ahead, brother.
And that it's the way they write it. They can make anything pass, no matter what it says. Everybody votes yes, you know, that it's just, no matter what they put on the ballot, they vote yes.
We don't know what they voted, Charlie. You got to remember.
Well, I'm just saying, they manipulate it, so even people don't know what they're voting for. They just,
people don't even know they voted. You know how they talk about people voting in the graveyard? Do you ever think about the fact that we're all dead men corporations? And it's like this. All right, you take the 75% who aren't even registered to vote. They're still dead men corporations. So that means that if they, let's say they took 10,000, just for use a number, 10,000 of those people who didn't vote and just voted for them, would they know the difference? Would anyone know the difference? Would they be going down to look and see if their ballot was filled out right? This is all fucking fraud. From the top to the bottom. It has been for a long, 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 long time. And it's coming to a head. And we're just going to have to fucking shoot their asses. It's the only thing that they understand is lead. Specifically, 1639 will raise the age someone can purchase a rifle to 21 years old. Infringement. None of your fucking business. Not in your jurisdiction. Admiralty. Get the fuck off our land. Create an enhanced background check system similar to what is used for handguns. Again, not in your jurisdiction, Admiralty. Get the fuck off our land. Require a person to complete a firearm safety training course. Again, not in your jurisdiction. Absolute infringement. Get the fuck off our land with your Admiralty. It doesn't apply here on this land that we call our United States of America with a little U, big S. United States of America. It's the common law here, you motherfuckers, and you're going to find it out the hard way. That's what the, why do you think those guys went out there and fought so that they could be the subject of somebody else? I mean, think of the goddamn it, how tough those guys were. Think of the deprivations they went through, dying of cholera. I mean, just in dysentery and the nastiness and the, why? Because they would not be subjects. And like I said, you know, I've repeated it here a few times when as soon as it was done, John Adams, let's declare a king. And then they, you know, with the, under the pretense, and the first thing you know is what they wanted was a standing army. But what you had was the Continentals who were made up of the militias from like the big population centers. They that signed up and what did they sign up to fight for? Their freedom and liberty. To be subject to none other than themselves. We're not subjects. We're free nationals. Create a common stance for secure gun storage. And of course, they'll have to come in and check on that. That's when they're going to get their asses shot. I mean, people are sick of this shit. Everybody I talk to is just so fucking sick of this shit. I know 60%, put that fucking number up there. You better get 60% of them going to get their asses out there and get ready to enforce this shit. Because we're not going to fucking allow it. We are going to fucking enforce our law, the Bill of Rights, upon this goddamn land. It is the people are the authority here, you monkey fuckers. And you have no authority here. We granted you a tiny little bit of goddamn authority, which we still hold. And it was for a maritime operation off our fucking shores, not on our goddamn land. And we are not your fucking subjects. You think you're our fucking subject? I will kill you before I will be your subject. Or you will kill me trying to make me your subject. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees, just like my forefathers. Those in favor of the measure believe that even further gun laws will prevent mass shootings. Well, you just can't fucking do it, communist. Get your fucking gear on and let's get it on. You think you're going to take... You know what, people? It's all fucking a bluff anyway. The 60%, the way they play the numbers and everything, it's all a fucking bluff. Tell me this. If they had what it took to take your goddamn guns, would you have them right now? They'd peck around the corners and peck and reach and all of this shit falls under the 10th article. You know what? Let's get out the real fucking law of this land and look at it. One segundo. I do still have it there. Nope. There, somewhere. Let's look at the real fucking law of this land. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear their arms shall not be infringed. Fucking period. Period. They have shit all over our Bill of Rights. They've shredded it right in front of our faces, and now it's time to fucking kill them. They're saying, you're going to be my subject. I'm saying, boom, no, I'm not. I am nobody's subject. My generation. I love that. Well, get your fucking little punk ass, get your ass geared up, buddy. Get your fucking ass geared up and come get my fucking guns. You need to do it. You think you got what it fucking takes? Because this is all arbitrary through force and in direct violation of the fucking ratified law of this country. The 10th article says, as far as these fucking states are concerned, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. What's prohibited by it? Well, that's that second article, you motherfucker. You think we're stupid? My generation, I'll put your fucking generation in the ground, boy, has been defined by gun violence. Think about the people that, you know, went through the war of from 1775 to 1789, or whatever. I mean, the Seven-Year War. The hijacking of the goddamn, God, it's hard to talk about this, of the popular uprising. Oh, your people have begun violence, huh? You support this fucking sleazy-ass goddamn United States corporation that exports fucking death to every inch of, takes your fucking wealth at gunpoint and then dispenses death around the world. Goddamn, they want every other motherfucker on this planet to have a gun to shoot each other, don't they? They haul them over there and give them to ISIS, don't they? And then tell you got to get rid of your gun because ISIS and there's dangers and stuff. And people could get hurt with guns. You goddamn right they can get hurt with guns. And you're about, you fucking push this about as far as you're gonna. We have been defined by continued and repeated inaction of our elected officials. Fuck you, punk. Fuck you. Stephen Paolini, 22-year-old campaign manager for, see, that's what they're getting there, guys. They lost it, man. They lost their programming. What they got is a goddamn generation of fucking idiot, punk little fucking faggots. You gonna come charging at me with your pants hanging down around your fucking knees, punk? Just bring it on. You're not taking no fucking guns. You take the fucking lead. That's what you get. 1639 told supporters on Tuesday, I hope tonight this victory is a message to our elected officials. Enough is enough. Yeah, we've had enough of your fucking treasonous ass, you little punk bitch. You are in violation of the second article of my people's Bill of Rights, which is absolute fucking law, punk. You are in violation of the 10th article of my people's Bill of Rights. You're in violation of the 9th article of my people's Bill of Rights, which makes you in violation of the entire Bill of Rights of my people, you fucking traitor, you piece of shit. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation. We're the Second Amendment Foundation. You give us your money and we'll watch these guys. You better suit up too, buddy. Because that's all you're looking for is somebody else to back your ass. You're a punk. Second Amendment Foundation said he's prepared to go to court, to go into the Admiralty Court, to challenge the legality of the measure. Well, it's legal under the Admiralty. Admiralty is a military dictatorship, dumbass. You'd think you'd know better than that, being such a fucking informed person now, wouldn't you? Military dictatorship. That's why wars are fought under admiralty. That's why they can shoot you in the field if you turn and run from the enemy. Because it's all fucking under admiralty dictatorship. Which, in this country, we were assured would never come on shore. Until they brought in the wall. Okay, we're going to bring it on shore, but it's only going to be this 10-mile strip. And we'll never get outside of that. You have to worry about it one little bit. I mean, here you are, clear to fucking cross the country up here in fucking Washington with your bullshit. Admiralty, fucking jurisdiction that has no authority over any free American national. You are our bitches. That's what, I mean, what the fuck did we forget that it went, we're public servants, we're public servants. We control you, you are our subject. Which is it? We authorize servants. We've ended up with goddamn tyrants. It's time to fucking clean this shit up. I love this part. God, Amendment Foundation said he's prepared to go to court and challenge the legality of the measure. A handful of billionaires international fucking billionaires coming in here and thinks they can fucking strip us. You see, they can't have this fucking world corporate merger with that Bill of Rights in place. It won't allow it to happen. The goddamn founder, the anti-federalists, they saw exactly what was intended. So there'll be two or three, just like the crown heads of Europe of old, where you're just dirt beneath their fucking feet. You will not be armed because you'd be dangerous to them because they plan to oppress the fuck out of you. They plan to come in your house and take your young daughter off and rape her. Or just like in Braveheart, prima nocta. You get married to the lord of the manor. He gets to fuck your old lady the first night. How about that? You ready for that shit? How far are you going to let this go? Billionaires put in millions of dollars to buy votes and were outspent. Well, so who buys votes? You think that's going to remove fucking ratified law? Ratified fucking blood? We'll ratify it in blood again if you need us to. And it's going to be your fucking blood. And this time we will wipe your fucking asses out. There ain't going to be a bunch of fucking aristocrats waiting around to take it to the next fucking stage. Every fucking one of you will die. And you people listen to me. If you don't make sure every fucking one of them dies, you've betrayed yourself. You fought for nothing. Every fucking one of them has to be dead. Where were we here? Did a handful of billionaires. State Attorney General Bob Ferguson said he's prepared to fight for the measure in the admiralty courts that can't exist on our fucking land. In the admiralty court of law, of maritime law, of commercial law, that has nothing to do with our fucking common law and our Bill of Rights and our right to fucking govern ourselves and govern our own lives. The superior, supreme law of this land. Why? Because we shot and made it so. We killed to make it so. You fucking take the meekest fucking animal in the world and you job a stick at it in the corner and stick at it, it will finally bare its teeth. And we ain't no little fucking animal. We're big fucking animals. And our fucking fight is righteous. There is no more righteous fight ever been fought on this goddamn earth than the fight for freedom and liberty for the individual. The right for that not be ruled by a king or a legislature or any other motherfucker. I rule myself. If I have a beef with somebody else, we already set up a system of law to take care of that amongst ourselves. What the fuck are you even doing here? On this free man's land. This whole fucking government was supposed, even the state government was supposed to be confined to a few buildings and a few acres where they were supposed to stay the fuck away from us and leave us alone. The United States Corporation, I mean, they might as well have declared, I mean, I thought yesterday, how ironic. Let's declare a king, says John Adams. It would have been King George, wouldn't it? We would have had a King George right here. Only they didn't dare. The people in them days, they understood what they just fucking fought for, and they were not going to become subjugated by a handful of aristocrats that were the same fuckers that were ripping, taking their rights and treating them like shit and inflicting tyranny on them in the fucking colonies. That's the only thing I hold against you, my little 16-year-old friend with the goddamn pike in your hand, marching to Trenton to stab it into that goddamn German mercenary. That's the only thing I hold against you. Other than that, God, I thank you for the Bill of Rights being here. That's the only thing I hold against you. You didn't go to Philadelphia and you didn't finish the fucking job. And you knew what those motherfuckers were. For high profile initiatives, there is almost invariably a lawsuit in the admiralty, which is what they say it is. It's what the king says it is. That's what admiralty means. It's what the highest in command says it is. I mean, they can change. That's why this shit can change. Executive orders and all this shit. Fuck you. Your executive, we never gave you no goddamn authority to write down on a piece of paper and take our fucking rights away from us. And tell it and get into our private business and our private lives or take our private property. And All you got to do is hold that goddamn Bill of Rights up in that goddamn... I love the assets forfeiture. I love that motherfucker because, hey, man, are you a fucking slave or are you a fucking free man that can hold fucking property that can't be taken from you except through the due process outlined in the Bill of Rights, through the common law jurisdiction, and the son of a bitch that tries to take it from you better have a fucking case or you can take everything he fucking owns. The legal battle over, I love it. Here's your legal. It ain't got nothing to do with the second article to our Bill of Rights. It ain't got nothing to do with the people's rights. It doesn't have nothing to do with the people's subjugation under the 14th Amendment. Being, you're subject to our legislation. No, I fucking ain't. Because that's exactly what them people on Lexington Green, they come up in the King's men came up with the fucking, goddamn ton of them. Against a handful. And they told that handful, you are subject to the king's law, turn over your guns. And that handful said, fuck you. Boom. You get the lead. They got shot all to pieces, man. A lot of them died. But when they got to Concord, they met a little heavier. There were some more boys there. They thought they were just going to just come in and just stomp the shit out of some people. And everybody just come give their guns up like they did in Australia, like they did in fucking England, like they did every fucking where else. We ain't those people. So they hit Concord, and man, they were shot. They shot their ass. People coming out of their house, they shot their asses all the way back to Boston. Then they surrounded Boston and started pounding it with their cannon. You fuckers want to try it again? Want to give her another go? That Bill of Rights is our fucking law. That is our authority. The people own this property that is known as the United States of America. The people are the ultimate authority, absolute. No one rules over us. We are the subject of none. And we're not sure fuck is not subject to your petty ass goddamn merchant fucking maritime fucking laws. How about that? That Commerce Clause, I'm telling you what, people, that Commerce Clause, and this is all over, the highest son of a bitch left alive. I get the honor of ripping that out of there and shoving it right down his fucking throat. Shove it up your ass, you motherfucker. You fucking piece of shit. There have been serious legal battles over the initiative since signatures gathering began in late spring, early summer. The Second Amendment Foundation, this is the ones that are protecting your rights, and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, challenged 1639's constitutionality in mid-July when questions arose about whether or not the petition's format complied with state law. They're talking about how it was written. That's how you challenged it? You didn't challenge it by bringing out the second article and saying you just can't fucking do it? You do not have the authority. The ninth article says you cannot never have that authority. Not never. You didn't bring up those points. You, they used the wrong font. That's how it's unconstitutional because they used the wrong font. These are the fuckers that, I mean, you counting on these son of bitches, really? Or are you getting ready for a fucking fight? Constitutionality in mid-July is when questions arose about whether or not the petition's format complied with state law. What the fuck? And this is either not even challenging it under the second article. And the 10th article absolutely forbids this shit from the states. It absolutely, I mean, either that or fucking, the fact ain't a fact no more. Up is down. Down is up. We're living in a parallel universe where fucking Superman flies backwards and his cape sticks out.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I know exactly how to solve this problem.
I'm all ears, brother.
Huh? And you go out and vote, and you join the GOA, Gun Owners of America.
Oh, why didn't I think of that? I could probably sell a few things I got around here. I mean, I could do without some food. I could send them money. And then they could take care of it for me, huh? I like it.
That's what I hear someplace else.
Well, whoever's telling you that needs a good ass whipping. All I can tell you. They need the shit pounded out of them. They need to be shown for, they're punks. All these people that are doing this, you guys realize that, right? You meet them on the street, they would walk. If they meet me on the goddamn street, those fuckers will walk clear to the other side of the street. They would not walk past me on the street. They're such fucking punks. And that, but it, see, they're not, see, when this little 22-year-old campaign manager, when he gets here with his commie little fucking a government that we paid for, fucking commie indoctrination, and sits here and he's just making it, he has no plan of going out and actually putting himself to the hazard of enforcing this, now does he? He thinks that all you have to do is get in the right position and then people are just going to accept authorities over them. No, we're not. Never have, never will. We are the most defiant people on this goddamn planet. You tell us we can't smoke pot? We smoked it anyway, didn't we? Everything you've ever told, the Volstead Act. There was never so much drinking went on in this country. Of course, they made $1 zillion off in it through their goddamn mafia fucking plan. And it was a violation of the Bill of Rights because they never, it violated the Ninth Article. They never had no fucking authority to tell us that we could drink or tax us or anything else. Scumbags. In mid-July, when questions arose rather about the font, the format, complied with state law, SAF and CCRKBA argued that the font, that's what, the font, people, size, this is why it's not constitutional, strikes out and failing to provide voters with new proposed language violates the state constitution. Well, forget about the second article to the federal constitution, which is absolutely binding on the states as it was ratified by the states. And the 10th article says what is prohibited in the constitution to the federal government is prohibited to the state government. Forget about all that, man. We're talking about font here. God, send these people some money. They're going to save it for you, man. They can tell the difference in the size of a fucking font. To sue on that basis. Think about that, people. You know why? Because that's the only way they can sue. It's the administrative admiralty jurisdiction. Well, this is the only way you can write it down on a piece of paper. And yes, well, we realize, yeah, that by writing it down like that, you're submitting. You're not going to win. You can't win. It's made. So if you fill out the paper correctly, you lose. So, but that's the only way you can fill it out. You see. So you lose. Really? I guess it's time to fucking shoot your ass then, huh? A judge eventually ruled in favor of the gun rights group. The judge. An administrative law judge. A dirty son of a bitch and piece of shit traitor who has no authority on this land over or anywhere on this goddamn continental United States. That fucking, the act of creating DC was a fucking act of treason. By definition of the fucking law. It was never ever to come closer than to where the tide ebbed and flowed. That's why they had to have the, like I said, the court martials. They had to go out on a ship and do it. They couldn't exercise that fucking jurisdiction. That's what we fought the fucking king over. He came in, he brought in his goddamn boys, and they set up fucking court, admiralty courts. Started taking everybody's shit, fucking putting people in prison, fucking, you know, just, well, to the point to where the people were ready. They were getting to the point to taking the guns because the people were getting pissed about it. People that were started tarring and feathering their asses and hanging their asses. So let's, well, we're going to go and take the guns now. Boom, boom, boom. No, you're not. Stay right where you're at. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
respect.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. And that was Blackberry Smoke with Payback's a Bitch. And it's going to be. This is going to be, at what point does it become intolerable? I mean, you see, it's like one guy go out and do something, you know, fucking, just like the guy that got blasted the other day. Complete removal of, he didn't have no Bill of Rights. That was a Star Chamber fucking, exactly what we were warned against. The Star Chamber courts of the king. Secret warrant, come to your house and fucking, you don't even know what they're fucking knocking on your door for. You bothered no one. You've done nothing but exercise a right. You exercised your second article right to own and possess your firearms, to possess your weapons, to defend yourself against a tyrannical government that would take it all away from you. His only mistake is he didn't shoot through the fucking door. The judge eventually ruled in favor of the gun rights group in mid-August, saying state law was clear and that 1639's petitions were not within the bounds of the law. Wrong font. Roughly a week later, the Washington State Supreme Admiralty Court that can't exist on this land overturned the lower court's ruling, saying the initiative must be on the November ballot. Because, it was, I mean, and I'm telling you, this the vote thing is fucking bullshit. You got to realize that by now. You got to realize it. Hey, this was all planned out, every fucking detail of it. And this is the numbers that you're going to report, you see, and that's how it's going to be. And this person's going to be there because that's what our Jew masters have said they're going to be. And, you know, federal judge advocates jury nullification after being shocked by overzealous child pornography prosecution. This is from Destination Now, sent in by Amicus. For discussion, I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Many have had similar reactions when confronting cases involving authorities running roughshod over the people with bad laws. You can't. We're not subject to your laws. We're subject only to the common law and to our fellow American nationals. Only an American national can bring me to answer for anything. Through invoking his personal authority through the common law court, which consists of an elected judge and an elected sheriff and an elected coroner. Not an appointee of the federal corporation that cannot exist. You were guaranteed a republic, people. Doesn't that part even bother you? It's straight up. We read it to the title. I had the title here. I don't know what I did with it, but I've got it here somewhere. Where is it? No. Well, I'll get it again. And they'd say it right there. Definition of the United States is a corporation. A corporation is not a free republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. Now, is it? I listened to so much stuff. But they were talking about it, and they were talking about, there are people out there who don't believe the government has authority over them. What the fuck is it? Well, see now. Public servant. Now that's what we were sold. We were sold public servants. No, a servant does not have authority over the master. The power you are operating on belongs to me. I've withdrawn it. Through your breach, through your fucking blatant, in-your-face treachery. So here comes the admiralty, the standing, they already have the standing army in this goddamn country. A standing corporate army in this country. And that's what you're going to have to take out. You're going to take them out first, but then when you're bitch stomping them down into the fucking ground, then you're going to see that magnanimous leader of yours, really, he ain't that much against communism after all, because he's going to call in the UN. Somebody has to stop this madness. In the name of ending gun violence, well, we were willing to sacrifice 20 million lives to gun violence, aren't we? Isn't that what this really comes down to? Killing or being killed with guns? I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here. You guys can correct me if I am. I think there was a little gun violence going on there, don't you? At the corrals, there was a little gun violence. Bunker Hill, a little gun violence. There was a little gun violence going on everywhere, wasn't there? People killed by the scores. See, their people aren't dying fast enough for these motherfuckers is a problem.
I bet they had the right font, though.
Again, man, goddamn. They had the right font. Yeah, that's what's good. I mean, can you believe that? This is your constitutional challenge to a fucking infringement on the second article? They had the wrong font on the paper. Really now? Anyway, involving authorities running roughshod over people with bad laws, punitive sentences, and ill-considered prosecutions. Oh, we got something cool. Oh, here it is. Laura brought it back up to me here. It's Title 28. This is legislated under the 14th Amendment. This is their legislative orders to you. This is who is your sovereign, and you are their subject. The sovereignty of the United States, it says, this is Section 3002 definitions. Definition 15, United States, that's capital United, capital States, means a federal corporation, a federal corporation. That is not a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. And under this phony fucking federal corporation, well, what did they do? Lincoln was the first to do it. Oh, it's an emergency. It's an emergency. So this tiny little bit of power you granted me, that which none of it says, nothing can think about you ever being able. In fact, the ninth article says you can never have the power to suspend the Bill of Rights, suspend the people's rights under any condition. Ratified law by all the states. Yet Abraham Lincoln, he just writes it down on a fucking piece because he'd already built the military, see. He'd already built a military through the con, just like they do today. Through the con we're getting right now with this fucking shit coming up from the border, and we just can't stop it. And all of these people, the world's changing. You got to get used to it, don't you know? But he'd already got him a federal army in place because he was determined that the people in the South were going to fucking come under some corporate rule. We're going to change things here. There's no longer going to be a free people. Under your living under the common law and your Bill of Rights. We're not today what we're saying here. What we're saying here is we have to, goddamn, I don't even know what the original fucking excuse was, but it sure as hell didn't have nothing to do with slavery. It was because the carpet-bagging motherfucking internationals were coming into the South and wanting to fucking take their shit through taxation. Whatever you produce, you bring, you got to bring a ton of it down here to Washington, we'll bring it back. No, fuck you. No. You're not going to use our own wealth to control us and to take our more and more of our property until all the property's yours and you're a corporation and we're fucking property. Ain't going to do it. So by right under the federal constitution that everybody had ratified, by right, the state started exercising the state right to secede from the union. It's just like when you and I go to exercise our rights now. Oh, God, I have here. Here it is right here written down. This is my right. Kill them. They beat you down. You have to be afraid. They want you to be afraid to assert your rights. And then in South Carolina told those fucking carpet baggers and that dirty son of a bitch Lincoln, that treasonous piece of dog shit Jew cocksucker, that you know, get out of here, we're gonna fire on you. Get out of our state. It's just like he's telling somebody. It's just like right now, you're telling somebody, get out of my yard. You don't have no authority to be here. We've withdrawn from your authority. Get out. Fuck you. That's exactly what they told the South. And then the man in the North, they're telling him, man, if this slavery, because we're opening up new territories out here, if this slavery is allowed to, if these people, if the thing is, people didn't, in the North didn't have as many slaves, it's because it was, they cost more. It cost more for production. They were doing things on production line, and actually the cost of a slave and all the shit, they were getting it done cheaper because they were working goddamn indentured people. I mean, it was a slave fucking operation from one end of the country to the other. And this northern man was told, you got to stop this or you'll be a slave. They'll make you into a slave. And the southern man, he's looking at it. Yeah, they sure as fuck didn't mean what they wrote down in that goddamn piece of paper because they sure as fuck are not vacating when we tell them to vacate. And if the state can't fucking tell them to leave, they're going to come onto my goddamn property and they're going to make property out of me. They're going to make a slave out of me. So brother versus brother, fucking dad killing son, and they went out and they just murdered the hell out of each other. And what was the end result? The 14th Amendment. You were subjugated. So I guess that's really what that war was for, huh? Even though on either side, that Bill of Rights, it stood as the law of the land. That was the people's law. Each state had its own Bill of Rights that had to match the Bill of Rights in the federal constitution. You know, your right to own arms. It all had to be in there. So it stayed in the southern states. And the Bill of Rights, certainly, it's the Union. I mean, that's the Union was what it was ratified under, isn't it? So certainly that was still the law. Go ahead. Sorry.
You know, Lincoln was under a lot of pressure. He wasn't really under pressure. He just caved into the landowners, man. They all wanted what they're doing now, all the cattle ranchers and all that other bullshit. He just caved in, and the only way he could do it was to incorporate.
The thing, what it was, buddy, is they were sitting there, they, you know, like New York, you know, the powerhouse, where the power and the money was. And they looked out west, and they looked across this country, and they seen all that fucking wealth. Who's that wealth belong to? God damn it, it belongs to the people. We can't just take it from them. It's their country. They fought, and they declared that Bill of Rights. It says that they're the supreme authority here. That's what has to change before we can loot this fucking country, before we can take it all away from them. And Lincoln was a dog shit-eating, treasonous fucking Jew. Springsteen. Abraham Springsteen. We know who you were. But even at that, people, the point I'm getting at here is that the Bill of Rights was still, it was the Bill of Rights. Even in the Union, goddamn, I mean, it was there. I mean, it was ratified law, wasn't it? But Abraham Lincoln, so people start filing mandamuses to fucking enforce the goddamn common law. To enforce the law. That's what a mandamus is. And the goddamn, then you had an actual grand jury that was, Supreme Court that was a legitimate Supreme Court, because all they could do was offer opinion. They could offer opinion so that they were there to protect the government from getting sued in the common law courts. If you're operating in the government as an agent of the government, you can't violate nobody's rights, or they snag your ass, bring you over there in the Supreme Court, you lost everything you ever worked your life out way for. That's why they put the Supreme Court there, to make goddamn sure that they were using that little tiny bit of power we gave them to the exact cause it was supposed to be used, which was to protect our freedom and liberty, our right to self-government under the common law as the lords of this fucking country. That's what the people are. But they had to change that. Because you can't take things from people without God. See, it's that procedural due process. That's what they've been after for. I mean, everything you look at, it leads right back to that procedural due process. Just like somebody asked Trumpy today, are you going to still write that executive order on the 14th Amendment? We'll find out later. That's what he said. I mean, I don't think they want to talk about that 14th Amendment. Because that 14th Amendment is pure 110% motherfucking treacherous fraud. It has to be, because you have the goddamn Bill of Rights, which was ratified law, and then you have them writing down, which says that you're free. And the only jurisdiction over you that can be over you is from another American national through the common law courts, one-on-one, no government involved. The government was never to be involved in our self-government. They were just there to protect our right to have self-government. What did they do? 14th Amendment. Every person born. And I love this too, because both guys besides fought thinking they were trying to keep themselves from being enslaved, murdered the shit out of each other, and then comes down and to free the slaves, we got to write this down on a piece of paper that everyone born or naturalized in the United States is and subject to the jurisdictions of the United States and the various states, subject to the state. We're not subjects. The Bill of Rights forbids it. Nobody can be a subject under the Bill of Rights. That's why the Bill of Rights has to go, because this is an international merger, corporate merger. We do not have a republic. We have a goddamn corporation, people. Is that all right with you? What's your status going to be here? You going to be corporate property under a corporation, or under a free republic? Are you going to be a free man with absolute rights to do anything you want to, so long as you don't bother another person? And the government can never come and fucking know that you have no authority over you. You're free. That's what freedom means. That's what liberty means. You're at liberty to do as you goddamn well please. You know, you owe no allegiance. When you pledge that allegiance to the United States, you're not pledging it to your fucking lackeys over there, your cronies. You're pledging it to that freedom and liberty. That's what people just can't get through their fucking heads. Oh, just like Trump wanting everybody to stand and put their hand over. Fuck you. You glorified clerk. You dirty, rotten, treasonous piece of admiralty shit. Everybody should pull down their fucking pants and moon the cameras. Because that's closer to the truth. I'm not going to pledge allegiance to your fucking corporation. I'm not going to hold my hand over my heart and lend my allegiance to your fucking corporation that way. I'm not submitting to being a subject. Just like my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather wouldn't do it. I'm not going to do it. I will not be your subject. I will be no one's property. But ironically, like I said, after he beat and killed just to protect, because they didn't want to become slaves. Then they write the fucking 14th Amendment. Illegally, in violation of the 9th Article, the very freedom that both of these sides thought they were fucking fighting for, killing one another for, brother killing brother, fucking cousins and shit, killing cousins. What they were all fighting for. Just, they wrote it down on a piece of fucking paper. They knew it was treachery. They knew they were violating the 9th Article. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew they did not have the authority to do it. To subjugate. They did what fucking John Adams wanted to do right after the war was over. They declared a king. Just through their own, just we're declaring it. Only it was fucking 100 and some years later. But that's what they did. They declared a goddamn sovereign above the people. The people are the sovereign of the nation that is known as the United Biggest States of these Americas. That government, you don't pledge allegiance to them, to your fucking, I mean, that's like bowing to your slaves, isn't it?
Yeah, whenever you file for bankruptcy, the peons have to pay it. They are the ones that get hurt the most.
Of course they are.
Take the 14th Amendment away, Trump can't file for bankruptcy anymore like he has for the last 8 or 9 times.
They have looted our country. Do you people really have any idea, had this not occurred, had the people been smart enough back in when they started the Civil War shit, to see it on both sides, instead of fucking, you know, it just went in and took care of Lincoln. I mean, I guarantee you it was a handful of son of a bitches that caused the whole fucking thing. And they were on both sides. They had agents on both sides, oy, that orchestrated the whole fucking thing. If they could, I mean, that's why the internet has to go. That's why we're so suppressed here. I mean, you know, down to where, goddamn, I talked to some people watching. They can't even get it on their fucking computers. Typing it in. And see, you look around you, and unless somebody tells you from somewhere else, you don't, I'm telling you right now. There are people out there who cannot type it in and get it now. What happened to that first article? That right to free speech, that right to assemble, that right to a free press. It's all gone. And because of negligence of the generations before us, it's left to us. Either we're going to leave our children in this fucking shithole like this, or we're going to fucking fight. You need to make up your goddamn mind. And you need to prepare yourself. Get your mind fucking right. And if they're just going to start arbitrarily through their star chamber courts, whiting out warrants and coming to people's house without warning to come and just confiscate your firearms, I think you better take the attitude that those people took at Lexington and Concord. You better have something waiting for them. You better make it expensive for them. You better make it so that when they go to the next house, they're cringing just a little bit more. And then after that, they're cringing. And then, for the lack of operatives, it will all shut down. Because they do not have what it takes, or they'd already done it.
They have to have a majority in Congress to even vote the 14th Amendment out. All the members in Congress are all millionaires, Henry. They're never going to vote it out.
No. Yeah, exactly. It's just like going to these goddamn admiralty courts. You're going to the goddamn people who've created the corporation, who want you disarmed, and you're putting your case before an admiralty judge, who is a part of the goddamn military admiralty that wants you disarmed, and he's going to control what is said in that court. You know, there's no freedom of speech in there. Every word that's said in there is fucking, you can be put in jail if you say the wrong fucking words, if you tell a truth that they don't want heard. And then they're going to tell that jury, you don't look at nothing. You don't look at nothing, but you, did is X there and is Y there? If X and Y is there, nothing else matters. You can't consider nothing else. You sure as hell can't. Well, this federal judge here at jury nullification, in this article, we're about out of time, but he admits it's a right. It's a goddamn, yeah, of course it's a right, but this is still, you're operating in the admiralty. But even in the admiralty, it is fucking, it comes down to that jury, or it used to. It did up until they came to where they had the Branch Davidians. You know, the Branch Davidians were acquitted by a jury and then sent to prison by the judge. He said, fuck you. You people don't have nothing to say about this. This is a goddamn military dictatorship and you better fucking wake up to it. And you better get ready to fucking fight it. And yes, it's going to be nasty. You talk about gun violence. There's going to be gun violence like it's not been seen in a whole long time on this fucking planet. Anyway, we're at the top. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just realize they're putting it in your face. They're going to walk it up in your face. We took your Bill of Rights from you. We took it. Now give me your gun, punk. Give me it.
That was the Waco people that survived. They fought most of them.
Yep, that's a fact.